Baseball's unique chemistry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The baseball story of the year is going to be Barry Bonds as he closes in on Hank Aaron's home run record.
It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time.
That's the day Henry Aaron broke Babe Ruth's all-time record. I was living in Atlanta. I was in the stands that day, and it was all the more exciting because the Braves had just come back from a road trip, and it was clear that the Hammer, who'd been sitting at 7-14, had been waiting for a home game to nail 7-1-5. It was one of those moments of universal celebration, the transcended race, class, political affiliation, a moment of pure joy, an athletic accomplishment as wondrous and as innocent as a one-year-old taking his first steps. Sorry. Just as I'm thinking about writing one of those gushy baseball memoirs. About the good old days when the players used drugs that hurt their performance. Former Commissioner Faye Vincent figures that by the 90s, whatever chemistry there was between the players and the fans was based on actual chemistry.
Up to 50% of the players in the 90s were using steroids. Almost everything that was done, there was some cheating going on.
And now that the distinctly ungushy book Game of Shadows has placed Barry Bonds in the thick of it, what do you do? What do you do about the home run record? Well, just as the Hammer decided when to break the record, Barry Bonds could decide not to break the record. He could step up to the plate and vow that for the good of the sport, he will swing not for the fences, but for the center field gap. He could reestablish the nobility of the ground ball and the pure joy of a record left unbroken. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.